Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, wow. Well, I tell you what, I think I hit the wrong button just then, so that's awesome. What a great way to start the program. Welcome to the Romance Bookmark with Renee Bernard. I'll blame the cold medication. Do I sound like a troll? I really don't sound like a troll, Kendall. Are
no,
you sure?
I okay. think you sound fantastic.
I like you already, Kendall Gray.
I love
that's
that sexy
saying.
Voice.
Thank you. I like you get to come back. I'll just throw
Yay.
That out there right away. So Kendall Gray is on the show tonight. And everybody, it's KendallGray.com. And it's Kendall with two L's at the end. So it's KendallGray.com. And I can never remember. Is Gray with an E the American Gray or Gray with an A is the American Gray?
You
Which
know,
one?
I think that the E is the British the British spelling, I should say. And the A would be American. A for American, E for English. How about that?
I love that. Good. I've
it's
been
a little
doing
mnemonic
correctly.
Device there.
I thank God, because just as I said that, I was like, oh, my God, I think I've been doing it backwards. But like, nope, I'm good. English E, good. And I have to say, it's very fun. Your website, I'm not nearly that brave. I love your characters. They are so sassy. Mm-mm.
Yeah, they're kind of crazy, aren't they?
Do you find that people expect you to be more, I don't want to say brash or fearless, just in your own life because of the books that you write, or do you get to really have that alter ego thing going?
I think it's a little bit of both, because I kind of am a little bit of brash and sassy in real life, so
Are
it
you?
All bleeds together.
Oh, so jealous.
You didn't
so
know
jealous.
That about me.
Yeah. I get intimidated at the grocery store. I mean, I'm good. I'm solid. I'm an extrovert. But at the same time, there are moments when I'm like, rein it in. And I always admire people that are just,
Yeah, it's all really an act, though. I mean, there is definitely an alter ego at work here. So the people who know me. And, you know, my husband and I were just talking about it last night, and I was at an event this weekend, the North Shore author signing in Boston, and it was great. It was awesome. Talkbooks put it on with All Is Red. Those were the two blogs. That's their little shout out. Had a great time, wonderful readers, authors,
Yay.
Lots of friends that I haven't seen in a while. But, you know, I was telling my husband, oh, yeah, you know, I was chatting all these people up, blah, 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 blah. And he's just looking at me like, really? I go, yeah, because, you know, that's who I am when I'm Kendall Gray. That's my other personality, because I'm not really Kendall Gray. I'm really somebody completely different, but, you know, I just
right?
play Kendall Gray on TV.
But it's fun. I think as an author, that almost the alias or that sense of this is who I am when I'm in these shoes, kind of.
Right.
It's fun. And
it's
challenging, and there are a few little drawbacks. But for the most part, it's kind of exciting. And when we're together, like you were at the North Shore, every author seems to have that going. Do you feel like you're at a spy convention sometimes? I do. Like, everybody's got the name, the real name, the pen name, you know, your street club knows you by X name. And you've got all these different hats.
Definitely. Lots of hats. And even more hats, because now I've picked up another pen name, and then actually I've picked up two new pen names, and one of them is out and one of them's not out. And so I have like four or five names now.
See, if I were an aggressive, if this were a real, you know, like actual serious interview show, I'd be like pushing you for the big reveal. I'd be like, come on, Kendall, what's your new name? Come on.
I don't mind sharing the one, because it's already kind of out, but I have a middle grades book that I just finished that's out with some young beta readers right now.
Awesome,
and
how fun!
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's
yeah.
like middle grades, you know, like middle school, like 10, 11, 12, 13-year-old kids.
That's wonderful.
I know, isn't it? I'm really excited
about
it.
Very different persona.
Very different. That's when I have to pretend like I'm normal. So yeah, that person is called Alyssa Rowan. That's my other name.
Alyssa Rowans. Okay.
Alyssa Rowan. And she's got a book that's called Sunk, and we're working on figuring out how we're going to birth that baby into the world.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
That's not uncommon, though, is it? For, I mean, I've met other authors that are writing extremely adult lines,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll turn around and do YA, or they'll do something that's completely different.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you could bond with Cheyenne McCrae and a couple of those other people that are closet YA writers.
Although, there's probably a lot more than we know about, you know, like a lot of them probably don't even tell anybody.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I can't really blame them. It's one of those things. I mean, you definitely don't want, you know, little kids looking up your erotica, you know, smut books.
One of the few times you do not want crossover. Yeah.
No.
You're going to say no to the crossover.
Just say
and,
no.
Yeah. Although it would be fairly clear, wouldn't it? I mean, duh.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, you couldn't accidentally. Like,
well.
Hello. You know. Then again, never mind. I'm going to take that right back because the world we live in.
It's a crazy world.
And I've had friends, well, and you've seen this too in the indie, where they'll put disclaimers on the outside of the book, you know, like warning labels,
mm-hmm.
Like you put on cigarettes, you know, duh.
Right.
If you smoke this, you could get cancer, you know, surprise.
Yeah. If
and
you
then,
read a Kendall Gray book, you could get, your brain could implode.
It could get steamy. It could be, you know, hey, there could be some stuff happening in here that, you know. But then people still manage to miss that, right?
Mm. Right.
Even though the label's in, like, neon
mm-hmm.
and blinking. And they still don't. They? They're like, oh, this book had sex in it. And you're like, yes, I'm pretty sure I mentioned that.
That was the first thing at the top of the page. Not sure how you missed it. But, yeah, there are plenty of people who don't seem to notice that, and then they complain in their reviews about there being sex, drugs, and rock and roll when that's what you said was there.
Right, but you wonder, maybe they shouldn't be reading, is always how I feel. I'm like, well, maybe, you know, maybe reading's not your thing. Maybe books are not your specialty if you can't pick up on the magic of the of the language there at the front of the...
Yeah, the warning label's there for a reason. Please do heed it. I have to tell people that a lot, though, because people, like with my book Strings, I mean, the warning is like a big, long, fat paragraph going through all the different, you know, pearl-clutching biddies and all this kind of stuff. Should not read this book.
Yeah.
And yet people still, some like we were just saying, sometimes they miss it or ignore it or whatever. But then again, sometimes it's what sells the book, too.
That's true. They might think you're kidding. They might be like, yeah, sure.
That's it. They don't take it seriously. Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, you weren't kidding. Oh.
No, it's not a joke. Oh. It's a joke, but it's not really a joke.
But we've all seen the reviews where one review will say, oh, my God, my pants are on fire. This is way too much. You know, woo, woo. I need therapy. And then the next review will be like, nothing happened.
Yeah, yeah. It's
it
funny
was
how
milk
perspective.
Toast. Where's the, you know, and you're like, really? Seriously? Wow.
Yeah.
Same book. Same book. So it's very
Or
subjective.
When the reviews say, I'm probably in the minority here, but I didn't see what everybody else saw, and which is perfectly valid, you know. I mean, there are definitely lots of books that I have not enjoyed or enjoyed, either, you know, whichever, against, you know, the popular opinion. And it just goes to show that everybody's looks at things differently, and, you know.
They're
once
all
you,
allowed to.
Yeah, and they absolutely are entitled to that opinion. But, you know, what bugs me is when, you know, like I'll have people who sometimes will pick up, say, Strings, and they go, you know, I couldn't handle the language, the sex, you know, whatever. And then you notice that they read the next book, and then they hated that. And then they read the next book, and they hated that. And I'm like, well, why are you reading? Like, do us both a favor and don't read anymore. Like, I don't want you
reading.
To feel tortured by this.
I'll pay you to not read my book.
I mean,
I
appreciate that they made the effort, but, you know, if you hate it that much, just don't read anymore because they're
I
all going to keep
send you
being,
a dollar. Yeah. Let's just call it even. Let me send you some money and then you're not going to read this book. But yeah, those that are fun, those are fun. And I had one that was like, you know, my goodness, there was sex on this page and that page, and then on this, and I'm like, wow, they stuck with it. You know what I mean? Like, they,
yeah,
look at that. Like, they paid attention and took notes and, you know, and I'm not even writing really erotic romance. I mean, you know, just pretty much, I guess, nowadays, I mean, I thought I was edgy once, but I think I'm in the mainstream now. And yeah, people are like, oh, it was filthy. It was filthy in chapter 3, and then again in chapter 9, and then I was really unhappy with chapter 14. And it's like, wow.
Detailed and copious note-taking.
Get off the bus. Yeah, like, you should have just gotten off the bus. You don't need to ride to the end of the line if you're unhappy.
Well,
you have to tell me, though, where Alyssa Rowan, where were you just, was that just another story that was in you, or was there something that you were just inspired to sort of add that to the, you know, to your library? And because
yeah,
that's,
well,
quite a jump.
It was a big jump, but it was, for me, it was a logical jump because there are a couple of reasons. I used to teach middle school, so I have this, I kind of love middle schoolers. I'm really weird. People go, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no, no, I love middle schoolers. They're awesome.
They're still
I'm
malleable.
Weird.
There's a lot going on.
Oh, yeah.
In middle
yeah.
school.
But
yeah.
I love middle school kids. That's the only grade I ever taught. I can't imagine teaching anybody lower or, you know, older or younger. And then also the book itself is about a girl who's 12 and she's out on the ocean with her parents on their boat, and she's kind of a snot, you know. She's like the popular girl at school, and she's perfect, and she and her friends are called the Shimmerifics. They're awesome. And,
wow.
She's
I just
a
like
snot.
Them already, I'm sorry to say, yeah.
But anyway, she's on the ocean, and she's, you know, eating her pretzels because she doesn't want to be fat and eat chips, so, you know, and she throws the wrapper in the ocean, and she's just kind of doing all these bad things that she shouldn't be doing, and then this mermaid sees her and comes up and is like, yeah, you can't be doing that. And they get into a little bit of a tussle, and the mermaid says, well, as a punishment for all these things that you've just done to my home, I'm going to turn you into a whale, and you have to be a whale for a year.
Oh, wow.
And you've got 1 year to come back here and touch your parents. Like, you have to find your parents again 1 year from now and touch them. And if you can do that, I'll let you go back to being a girl. And so, of course, this is the worst thing that could possibly happen to this girl, you know.
Whales like, are fat and
they're
blubber.
They're big and fat and they're blubbery and they're gross and she wants nothing to do with it. But it's really, really cute because I'm a whale fanatic, if you didn't
it
know that about
sounds
me.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it's really yes. cute. So she has to, like, learn, and she has to basically do the migration from the north to the south and back, and she has to learn how to be a whale. She has to learn how to find food.
Wow.
She has to make friends.
And
who,
not upset the other whales.
Exactly.
With the chimerific attitude.
Exactly.
And, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's where that whole thing came from, my love of whales and my love of middle school kids. So that's the whole middle school deal.
I'm
excited. I'm
going to go out on a limb and say that's a unique.
it's pretty out there.
But you know what? I think that works. Because,
yeah.
you know, when something's been done 1,000 times, what's the point?
Yeah.
And when you can find something like that that's so original and awesome, that's amazing.
Thank you.
Like, I want to read that one, too.
Thank you.
Well, you know what, Kendall? I am so glad that I kind of bullied you into doing this show. And I don't feel bad about that. I was going to say I'm sorry, but I don't feel badly about it at all. So glad you came on the show.
Thank you
and
for inviting me.
And I think you're awesome.
Well,
and
I think you're pretty awesome.
I think you need to come back, you know, and talk about this when Alyssa's rolling and things are, I just, you know, let's touch base and I want to hear how things are going with you because I, you know, I want to be in your entourage. So there we go.
I think you should. I would love that. And really, I don't have an entourage, but
you're welcome
to be in my ohana.
You do now. I'm in your ohana. So, okay, everybody, thank you for tuning in to the Romance Bookmark, and we will see you next Tuesday with more. With me and Kendall, KendallBray.com. Everybody stop by and tell her I said hi. All
Thank
right.
you, Renee.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.